Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landing and welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. I hear the Livecast crew just went to get Indian food to celebrate Darren's birthday. Some would call it stupid to feed said Indian and then lock yourself in a room with him for 2 hours. Well, I call it courageous. 1229, never forget. Here's the show.
Wait, we're locked in?
That's right.
Fuck! Oh!
You're stuck with it.
It hasn't begun yet, just so you know.
No.
Well, it began for one of us.
And the thing is, we can't even do a candlelight visual, because the room will explode.
That's right. Oh.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast, episode 241.
Yeah.
We are a bit comatose, because we just went out to celebrate
comatose?
Death. Comatose? Comatose.
We're toast.
Only two of us
the
are getting toasted.
The past tense of comatose.
We had Brick Lane. We should give them a plug. The wonderful restaurant in Manhattan, downtown Manhattan, East Village. Wonderful, wonderful Indian food.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. We had a wide variety of dishes. Yeah. Lots of curry. Some samosa.
But why were we at the Indian restaurant? Did we say why?
I said to celebrate Darren.
Oh.
Yes, my birthday,
sorry,
which is coming up this Wednesday, my New Year's birthday.
Darren's a New Year's baby.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought your birthday was the 31st. So
and
I will,
you tweeted that.
And I tweeted that. What a horrible friend.
But it's
I don't really go on Facebook anymore, so I don't have that reminder.
I'll tell you, the majority of people I know in my life have thought that my birthday was on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
Which is probably partly my fault, because I would always celebrate it on New Year's Eve, because people don't like to be social on the next day, because they've partied out usually.
Yeah. I enjoyed when we would do your birthday get-togethers on New Year's Eve and then go out and rage the rest of the night. Because we would have it as like a lunch and then eat so much food that we wouldn't have to eat the rest of the day.
And then but that was when I used to get high and drink.
Yeah, and then we would get stupid drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting times.
It was that time when your girlfriend, Jesus Christ, your sister was,
breaking
it was
news.
The first time I ever really hung out with her, and she had like four blunts in her mouth. And
oh, yeah.
Did she take a titty out?
Whoa.
No. I think you're actually confusing. That might have been my birthday, because I remember like everybody brought weed, and then my sister came and she brought weed, and there was like every type of way to smoke weed. We did, like, there was a joint, there was a blunt, there was a bong, there were pipes.
I just remember I was like, I was wasted out of my mind, and I turn around and someone's offering me a blunt, and I look up and it's this girl that has three other blunts in her mouth. And I take it, and then I'm like, oh my God, that's Rob's sister.
Did you do a line of coke off her nipple?
No, I didn't.
Come on, Sid.
No.
What?
First of all, she was underage, and second of all, she's Rob's sister. never.
She was underage, but it's okay to smoke pot.
I don't care that she smoked pot.
Yeah, but the cocaine, you have to be above 21.
No, he's just saying he wouldn't do anything with her nipple if she was underage.
I wouldn't do anything because she's underage and because she's Rob's sister and because I don't do coke back then. And now a fourth thing, because I have a beautiful, wonderful girlfriend.
Yes, but that was then.
Mm-hmm.
How old was your girlfriend then?
I didn't have a girlfriend.
No, but your girlfriend.
My current girlfriend?
Yes, how old was she then?
What year was that? I don't know.
Well, we're like the same age, right? So she was probably the same age as I.
She's 1 year younger than you. She's the same age as you. Yeah.
So she would have been legal. So it would have been okay to do a line of coke on her nipple.
Okay, sure.
All right.
If you and your girlfriend are hanging around and there happens to be coke around, you
put
can
it
do it off her nipple.
Drop it on the nip.
All of you make no sense. You know that, right?
Get your sister on the line. See if anybody's ever
she's
done
in
coke
Israel.
Off her
butt. She is?
Really?
She went on that birthright thing.
Rest
she went on the second. She went on her second birthright.
Good for her.
What? Hold on.
One for each nipple.
I thought you're only supposed to get one birthright.
There is
one.
There is one birth. There is the birthright trip, and then there is like
the one where you go back as an adult, and then they force you to marry someone.
Do they know she's half Iranian?
So what? She's fully Jewish. Yeah. And also, I don't think that's a qualification.
You're saying this is a plot to get a C4 next to the Wailing Wall?
Are you saying my sister's a terrorist?
She's smuggling it under her nipple.
Well, he hasn't ruled it out that she's a terrorist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
What is with you and her nipple?
I
know. I think about this a lot.
I'm just going to make this a running thing through the episode, Rob's sister's nipple.
All right.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
No, it's like it's a more religious journey because, like, with the last one, you just show up, right?
Why, because she has her nipples out?
No.
I'm kidding. I'm so sorry, Rob's sister. You never hear that.
She had to go to... like 6 weeks of like Shabbos training or something.
No,
I don't know.
Is your sister religious?
6 weeks of Jewish school? No.
So then what does she care?
For the free trip.
Oh, you get to go to like the beach and stuff.
Yeah, you get a free trip to Israel. And she was telling me she met some, well, I shouldn't say. I should have gossiped about my sister.
She met a coke dealer.
It's high.
What, you want some coke? I got it right here. I got the coke, I got the Zannies, I got some Vikes, whatever you want. That's your deal.
Going out of business sale.
Going out of business. We'll be back. It's marketing.
Rob's sister turns Teetle to Tittle.
Tittle, tittle, tittle.
That's right.
A little tittle?
It's more than a little.
On Shabbos, do they...
Wow. You just glossed right over that, Noah. He just said that Rob's sister has big tits.
She does. This has been established.
Well, that's not. I'm not offended by that.
Rob's a big guy. His sister's going to have big features, too.
My sister's tall for a girl. She's shorter than I am.
They're a robust family. You'd have huge tits, too, if you were a girl.
I currently have huge tits.
I see where you're going with this. I feel like his mother's going to come up next.
She probably has huge tits, too.
My mom has. I mean, I feel very uncomfortable talking about it.
I was going to tell you to steer away from that. I guess I shouldn't have said anything.
They're definitely big jugs.
What cup size is your mother, Rob?
I don't know cup size.
Call her up.
Estimate.
Mama Rob boobies.
What would happen if you just grab up Ruby and with no preamble, just like, Mom, what size are
you
your tits?
You should
ask her in Russian. It won't be that
like,
embarrassing.
She would be like, what?
And tell you're buying her a bra because you love her.
And then she would be like, I don't need you to buy me a bra. She'd be like, don't spend your money
on a bra.
But
if you really want, it's double D.
She's at least, at least a double D.
And tell her that you'll get it from Berta's.
Or a lousy Berta's.
That place shut down. It's a Payless and a 7-Eleven now, my mom tells me. Very sad.
Oh, that's where the 7-Eleven is?
Yeah, like Coney Island Avenue.
I know exactly where the 7-Eleven is. I meant that's where it was before.
Yeah.
Get some saddle shoes and a taquito. It's a nice trip.
646-929-1357. That's our number. Call and wish Darren a happy birthday. Darren, what are you going to do if they wish you a happy birthday?
There was a good suggestion in the chat before the show started, which was that I should say... Well, first they said I should listen to a 5-minute clip of Steve Harvey, which is not practical for the show.
Yeah, because then we all have to listen through that.
So I would say I'll say something positive about Steve Harvey every time.
I like that.
I don't know,
it's like the Darren version of Jose Mangan is a piece of shit. Basically, just say
damn
something
it.
Completely against your principles. Right, Rob?
Jose Mangan is a piece of shit.
Oh,
damn it.
Listen, if I have to say nice things about Steve Harvey, you're going to say shitty things about Jose Mangan.
A wonderful human being.
We found out that there's a Mangan Street in New York today, in Manhattan. Yeah.
Is it his?
Lori said. It might be. How many other famous Mangans are there?
I don't know, Rob.
If Rob worked for the city and made that sign, it would have been Maggot Street.
Oh.
You hear how he says it. Listen,
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
Maggot is a piece of shit.
I just had a stuffy nose.
Jose Maggot.
He even talks in typos. That's our Rob. How's your ass doing this week?
My ass is doing very well, actually. I'm very excited. I did not get it pumped.
We need a jingle for this where it just goes,
Rob's ass update.
You were going to get your ass pumped?
What?
That's what you just said.
No, like get the hematoma crap like sucked out of it. Not like by a needle.
Someone's going to suck your ass.
Yeah, someone's going to suck my ass. You know, the typical Sunday night. No, so I went for ultrasound for my ass baby. They sent me for an ultrasound.
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's too early to tell.
It's an alien.
It's my quato. My butt quato.
Quato lives.
You should draw a face on it. Take pictures.
Do that during the break.
How did I not think of that already?
That's my birthday wish. Do that. Draw a little face.
Okay, so just to... If this is anyone's first episode, what an episode to come in on. Huh. A few weeks ago, at the beginning of the month, I drunkenly stumbled down and fell down a flight of stairs and landed on my butt cheek, like on the muscle, to the point where there was a giant... On my gluteus.
Well, there is muscle in this.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to walk.
My fat, whatever it is. Whatever it is holding up my ass.
Well, right now it's my hand.
Oh, thank you, Sid.
Sorry about that.
Oh, not in there, Sid. So I had a giant, giant bump, the size of a third butt cheek, basically. And I was like, well, let me see what happens in a week. After 2 weeks, the bruising went away, but there was still a massive bump. So I went to a doctor, and then last week they were like, oh, well, we can't really tell just from looking at it. You have to get an ultrasound or a sonogram, and we don't do that here. So here's a appointment for this other place. So I had to go all the way uptown, and this lovely lady was the tech. And so I go into this tiny room with the sonogram, and then I have to change into the robe. The robe doesn't fit me because, again, I am a monster. And then she's like, all right, lie down on your stomach. And I lay down, and basically the robe comes off of me. So I am naked on this bed. Uh-huh. And this woman, what a lovely woman. And she was just like, she just sees my ass up in the air.
Lovely,
so.
an attractive woman?
She was attractive, yeah.
Hot oil massage.
But also she was very accommodating, like... It's not like I was inconveniencing her by flashing my ass.
Well,
she
probably looks at naked men all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she have to shave you down?
No. But she was nice enough to put like some sheeting, or I don't know what she put, but like on my ass crack.
Did she wear gloves?
So it wasn't like I was fully naked.
Like an athletic bandage?
No. It was like a tissue. It felt like I don't know. Obviously, I don't know what it is.
Did
my face
have Kleenex in your crack?
It wasn't in my crack. It was on top. It was like a cover for my butt crack. So that
did you fart and then it went flying in the air?
I was very conscious of like, oh, I hope I don't have to fart, and I refused to allow my body to fart because that would have been very embarrassing.
Did you get a nervous boner?
No, none of that. I did start humping the bed, but that's unrelated. It was pretty quick, and so she was just like, "Oh yeah, it looks like some buildup," but basically the radiologist looked at it, and the next day I got a report, and it was just like, "Oh, this looks like it'll naturally go away. You don't have to get it sucked out, but if you want to, we could." Like,
I know a guy.
Yeah, we know a guy. And I considered it, but I just thought, if it's going to go down naturally.
You didn't want to see their butt sucker?
I actually looked it up, and it's just like a needle.
Oh.
Like a needle sucks out the blood. It's kind of. And then I'm just like, on the one hand, I was thankful that someone took a video of this. And then I'm like, who with hematoma? Like, why would they be at the doctor getting their hematoma treated, and the first thing is like, oh, I need to tape
it. Wait, who took a video? What do you mean?
Like, I looked on YouTube, like, how to, like, suck out hematoma.
You went to your bookmark for butt sucking? And you're like, oh.
Yeah, let's go to the hematoma.
Find the legitimate use for this bookmark I've had.
Yeah, no, you know how they have the tags on the side? Oh, hematoma, right there. Check. Wow, I can't believe what a fetish hematoma sucking is.
Oh, God.
Probably is.
So did you watch videos of people getting their hematoma sucked out?
Yeah, well, it's just, like I said, it's just like a needle injecting into the bump, and then the needle is, like, sucking out, like, the blood goes into the needle.
Oh, so it's just blood in there?
Yeah, blood and, like,
pus.
Yeah, pus and other stuff just hanging out. But in this week, like, I started taking photos of my ass to compare the size of it, because I can't tell, like, it's a bump. I can't tell, like, if it's really going mm-hmm. down. And it's definitely, like, decreased a lot in this weekend.
Are you sad?
I'm very happy. I'm ready to
say, did you grow attached to it?
No, it's just like a time lapse video.
Like it's just a giant animated.
Yeah, play some John Tesh behind it. You know, yeah. Just put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, the thing is too, like because my skin is reshaping or whatever, it's causing some discomfort.
Uh-huh.
And I walk like a lady. I feel like I'm walking like a lady with a giant ass. Like if you ever see like old women. With giant butts, they look
like ducks.
Yeah, like they walk like waddle. That's like yeah. I kind of have to waddle to avoid the pain. And in my head, I'm like, I probably look so stupid right now, the way I'm walking. But then I look in my reflection, like if I'm walking outside, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not that. It's not that. It's not bad enough where I'm willing to go through the pain of not looking this stupid. That's how I feel about it.
Brave choice.
Thank you. Do you want me to show you guys the waddle?
All right.
Sure.
Someone's
trying. You're
actually
going to
do it.
Sure. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, you're my savior. God, you're my savior. God, you're my savior.
It's just, I don't know.
Rob, you're
just
right.
It just looked like a jaunty walk. Doesn't even look like a waddle.
He's not. I'm sure you don't really walk like that. You're that's an affectation that you're doing
now. Well, I'm like trying to imagine like right now my butt doesn't hurt me.
You look like you work at a Dairy Queen and you're bringing somebody a sundae.
You look like you're just doing a 50s dance. You're excited about something.
No, I'll give you the backside.
You look like you're working, doing an L.L. Bean fashion show.
I do.
Your ass sticks out so much from this side because I only saw the cheek that's not affected.
I do feel much. Like a model when I walk that way.
Annie has a little polo shirt.
Should I show you guys my butt so you can tell me if it looks smaller?
No.
For the show,
get a
we
marker.
Can do it.
Noah, do you have a marker so we could draw a face on it? We're gonna have to
do
this.
Should we draw penises on your butt?
No.
Can we draw your sister's nipple on your butt?
Yes. Wait a minute. How do you know it's my sister's nipple?
It's a nice chocolatey hue.
What Sid imagines it to be.
I bet she has dark nips. Rob, can you vouch for that?
Is that accurate?
I've never seen my sister.
Liar. You've never. I do not believe that.
Okay, when she was like a baby, but not. Never,
did she
like,
have dark nips then?
Oh.
Come on, Ian. Tell us.
No, she had very.
Ian, you're the one asking about a baby's tits.
She had skin tone nipples. I'm really glad my
but
sister.
But she's got dark skin, sort of.
Not
dark-ish.
Really, no.
You sure she doesn't listen?
Is that your sister who just texted you?
No, she's in Israel.
They don't have texting there.
She has like a data plan.
She could be listening from Israel.
Rob is blowing up.
She could have her smartphone streaming this podcast while she's at the Wailing Wall.
Yeah, I called from Israel.
Yeah.
Although it is like, what is it, like 6 a.m. over there?
Is she going to the Artillery Museum? No, give me the address.
What time is it there, Noah?
I think it's like 7 hours ahead.
Oh, okay. So it's 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah. So my sister's partying right now. I can't disturb her. What's interesting is like she's been posting photos, and she's in a skirt in
Let's see.
Of them.
Let's see.
In like
a long
skirt, yeah.
Oh,
Sid, calm down.
A long skirt, no thanks.
That she just wore that to go to Israel, right?
But yeah, like within Israel, like
they give you one when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
When you get a lay, when
she
you
looks like
to,
like she's on Avenue M.
If you get,
oh my god!
If you're a guy, they give you payas to attach to your face.
Yeah.
Oh no.
But she looks like she's having.
What if she comes back and she's like Orthodox? Like she's so religious.
She falls in love with the whole culture.
Say goodbye to those nipples.
I've had this part stuck in my head for like the better part of the last
so
week.
So bad.
What if your sister comes home singing Mashiach?
I'd be like, wow, how did you?
That's like the Beyonce of Israel. That's right. He just dropped a new Mashiach. Everybody's downloading it. We need a translation. Ask her what Chachin means.
Chachin Meilevoy.
She doesn't speak Hebrew. But maybe she will.
You should call her right now and just leave Mashiach as a voicemail. See what happens.
Oh, by the way, the chat is chanting Sister Rabba.
Sister Rabba! Sister Rabba! Sister Rabba! We have a phone call.
Oh,
good.
Quick reminder, the number to dial 646-929-1129. 1357. It's Darren's birthday. 562. It's his birthday celebration. So,
very happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
and
birthday,
Darren. I want to say to you that the bristles from Steve Harvey's mustache have been known to cure cancer.
What's that? This is
I just made that up.
Okay. This is the Natural University guy, right?
Right, right, right.
I recognize
Doritos. That. Doritos University.
Oh, Doritos.
That laugh.
How did you not
God.
Notice it?
It's infectious. You know what? You should get Rob laughing, and we'll do a competition yes. between Mario's laughing.
I was listening to last week's show, and we really need to make a drop of Jim Brewer laughing, because his giggle is so dopey and awesome sounding.
No, don't copy Rob. Just do your own
laugh.
Say something funny.
This is so crazy.
That's fucking laugh.
Why is that so funny to me? My own laugh. Jose Magan is a piece of shit. No. Stupid live cast fan's gonna get me fired.
Oh, please.
And they're gonna get Darren a job on the Steve Harvey show.
Yeah. Oh,
you hear me at the end saying that's fucked up. I wonder what I was talking about.
Or don't fuck it up.
Yeah, listen,
maybe.
Listen. Don't fuck it up. I think you're right. Yeah, 2 hours worth. By the way, Rob's sister's nipple is in the chat.
Oh, yes, from Israel?
Yes.
Yes, you're right.
And it's it doesn't say, but it says, stop pretending I don't exist, Rob.
Jesus. All right.
Oh, Rob's sister's nipple.
I'm the Shlomo.
Dan, can you do it? Pew!
I can't breathe.
All right.
Oh. Well. That was a great laugh we all had.
Fucking Shlomo.
Shlomo, not Shlomo.
I know a lot of boys have the trouble saying that shluh. Like, or shm, they say smuck. You notice that? Yeah, that guy's such a smuck. Or spritzer. It's spritzer. It's supposed to be spritzer.
Oh, is it?
Oh, spritz. Word is spritz. Well, it's your schlub, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for the call. We're hanging up on you.
Oh.
Well, he's on hold. I didn't hang up on him. It's still here.
Goodbye. So goodbye.
Lars Ulrich celebrated his 50th birthday.
By taking his penis out.
Earlier this
week.
No, he didn't take it
Did
out.
Did you see that? It was on Metal
what?
Sucks. They had a picture of him with his pee-pee out.
You could Google image it. Yeah, Lars Ulrich penis. There's a photo of him, like, backstage in a robe and, like, flashing.
Mm-hmm. Is he packing?
Yeah, it's just it's like an average pecker.
But the funny thing is that all the Metal Sucks commenters were going off on how tiny his penis is.
Of course.
All the comments are like, oh, a little teeny weeny. Let's see what Noah thinks. You've seen penises.
Wait,
outside
are you
of porn.
Believe that Noah's never seen this before?
It won't open.
Aww.
I'll link you in the chat.
Ew. I don't want to look at Lars
yes,
Ulrich's penis.
Well, just for the show, do it.
Yeah.
We looked at Rob's ass. You can look at that.
My ass looks way better than one
no,
of
No, I mean, I didn't mean it that way. He's just there outside somewhere. He's in a. Everyone else is fully dressed, and he's in a robe with his robe open.
Oh.
Ew. He needs to trim. You can't tell the size because the hair is long.
Here's the comment. Someone posted this. Was a comment from the comment there. Penis imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute shortness. I cannot fuck. I cannot lie. Trapped in myself. Penis my holding cell.
Poor Lars.
What does our chat think? Does Lars have a small penis?
Yeah, everybody go look. Are we going to get into
Oh, yeah. Please, you have to be 18, though. Don't look at that if you're under 18.
Why? Everyone has one.
If you're under 18, don't look at it just for Lars's sake, because if you have a bigger penis than him and you're a teenager, he'll be sad.
Yeah, but we should say that as a disclaimer. Dude, it's not safe for work or children.
Or Lars.
Let's hope Lars is a grower.
Spanky the Hippo says he has a small flaccid noodle. I assume he means Lars.
I don't know. Yes. That might be an admission of guilt.
Well, it says he.
No. Disappointing. Speaking of penises, Rob, aren't penises in the news this week?
What?
Didn't I link you to a penis story this morning?
Oh, what a terrible story you linked me to.
Oh, I remember this now.
A rabbi sued for accidentally severing a baby's penis during a bris.
Ew. Yeah.
So many things wrong with that. Well, there's something else offensive, if you could believe it. It's just that he is still practicing and doing brises.
Yep.
Who would contact this guy to do a bris now?
Well, I mean, if you hadn't heard that this happened.
Right, but he's in the newspaper. Wouldn't your researchers cutting your...
Darren, he's got the sharpest teeth in the business.
No!
Hey-o! He's a certified moil.
Now, I guess we're joking, but do we know that this was with a scalpel and not his mouth?
No, they do it with their mouth.
They don't all
this
do
This was
it,
in
though.
Pittsburgh. So they might not be as orthodox.
Yeah, that's only Lubavitcher.
Look at him. He's definitely orthodox.
Okay,
no, orthodox don't.
Here's the
crazy people.
The baby was rushed to the hospital where doctors performed an emergency microsurgery.
Right. No, come on.
Was it put back on?
To reattach the dismembered penis.
Will it work, though?
Sources told CBS that surgery took 8 hours, the baby needed 6 blood transfusions, and was subsequently hospitalized for nearly 2 months. Here is the grossest part of that story. The baby also went through leech therapy because leeches help a body accept reattached parts by promoting blood flow and tissue regeneration. What this child barely has any conscious thought, and he has already been scarred for life.
So they won't remember it.
What about the dismembered penis that he has on?
Did you hear what...
how would Ian Watkins feel about that kid?
You going to eat that?
That's what he said.
Hey, I'll have a bit of that. Pass that over here.
No, he's like, of course, a moil. Why did I think of that?
Oh, I chose the wrong career path. But in music... Nobody under 4 goes to shows anymore.
So the moil, the circumciser, he writes, I'm trained in this, and this is a tragic
Not
accident.
That well, clearly.
Yeah. He said he called the case a tragic accident and a horrible situation, and that it's extraordinarily rare.
Well,
I'd hope so.
Yeah. Come on now.
Does he have medical training for it? Or
apparently, he is certified by the American Board of Ritual Circumcision. I can't believe that's
so. That's by his rabbi friends who created a certificate for him.
Yeah.
Who are you to judge anybody for having a certificate?
At least it's not a penis biting certificate.
Yeah.
Did they might have one of those too, for all we know.
Did they put it back on with their teeth too? When it comes off.
It's kind of weird, but the acronym for American Board of Ritual Circumcision is ABORK. ABORK!
What's ABORK? Say that again.
American Board of Ritual Circumcision. So it's like abort, but with a C at the end. ABORK.
Okay. That baby should have been aborted. It would have saved him a lot of pain. Poor thing. If this is not a clear signal to stop... circumcising fucking babies. What else is there? I mean, just fucking stop. There's no reason to do it.
Well, it's one thing to circumcise a baby, but to do the bris,
No, it's wrong to circumcise the baby, too. Why should you circumcise a baby? It's his fucking foreskin. Wait, maybe he doesn't want it off.
That's if why he gets, do it before he has a choice.
Right, it's fucked up. If he gets to age 18 and he wants to mangle his penis, it's his penis. He can do whatever he wants. He should be an adult, shouldn't he?
What if he dies young?
That's fine.
And he never has the choice to
a lot of things he won't be doing, Sid. He dies young, he'll never get to use his foreskinned penis
with Ian Watkins. What are these moils going to do? You're going to put them all out of work.
Good. Fuck them.
But then what do they do? They're going to be the street.
They'll just be regular molesters then, rather than have a title.
But you can't make money that way.
I am 100% against forced circumcision of babies.
Some people are criticizing your Welsh accent.
Oh, I'm sure it's awful. What
is a Welsh accent? Someone
call
who
in
is,
and take
the
better one.
They're going to hate the bumper we recorded then.
Teach us the difference. I don't know.
646-929-1357. That's the phone number.
He didn't really criticize it. He just said he sounds nothing like that, but I don't care because it's funny.
Here, maybe let's look up an interview with Ian Watkins and see what he sounds
like. Hello, hello.
I don't think we owe it to that guy to get his voice right. Fuck that guy.
Mary Poppins. That's what he sounds like.
Soon enough.
Go up the apples and pears.
He's not going to do well in prison.
I think he's going to have a blast in prison.
Yeah, and so to speak.
He's going to get blasted. He's going to get
a line of blasts.
Child molesters do not do
well. It is why we're here, Alex.
Yeah,
this is him. Hold on.
I believe this is Grand Central Terminal is a perfect location to people watch.
A perfect location to pick up boys.
Here. What would you say to people who call this hobby creepy and weird?
The usual people who call it creepy, call it weird, are people who haven't actually had the pleasure.
That sounds exactly what I just did to me. I don't know.
So we've covered
I'm sure I'm wrong.
Which one was it? I don't even know what I was just listening to.
He was the one answering the
question. Was that English, even?
He was going, a lot of people might find it weird.
What are they talking about
find
that's
what weird?
Weird?
There's no context.
Going to Grand Central Station and taking
babies. Oh, people watching. People watching is weird.
Baby watching.
Is that what they're talking about? That's like so foreboding or something.
Single is called 4 a.m. forever.
Yes.
Why 4 a.m. over, say,
4 a.m. is the witching hour.
4 a.m. is the witching hour.
That's when we take the babies.
That's when they get up for their morning feeding.
Is that not Googling?
That's when I put the heroin in the formula.
Ew.
Why would he need to?
I like to do that.
Just in case it's a feisty baby.
He did that to that broad, remember? He injected some woman with heroin.
Oh, yeah.
For sexual gratification?
Yeah.
That's what I made that
maybe
joke
she was just
baby.
An uppity bitch and he wanted to quiet her down.
Put her to sleep.
Yeah.
Oi, you talk too much. Have some H.
H.
Yeah,
H.
Right, yeah. Have some H.
Smack a little H on there.
What?
What?
Heroin? No, it's Similac.
Heroin? No, heroin.
Heroin? Here we are. Definitely a Cockney accent and not Welsh.
It's fine.
But that's the best thing to do on this show.
Yeah, everything is Cockney.
We love Cockney.
Speaking of asking for it... Anthrax guitarist Dan Spitz was arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Former Anthrax guitarist, I should say. He's no longer in the band. Arrested for domestic violence on Christmas Day. And the thing I took away from it was commenters on the Mental Injection Facebook page are all misogynistic assholes.
Did they all basically say she had it coming?
Basically, it was like, oh, she probably had it coming. And it's like, do you even know the story? Like, what's going
tell
on?
Us.
The story was just that her mother heard her yelling, I can't breathe, and she called the cops, and he was choking her, he was strangling her. They were having an argument about some relationship she had while they were separated.
So she's a whore.
From these people. Yeah, and his defense was that, she started it, and he had scratch marks on him. So that's why he was choking her.
Was she dating somebody from Armored Saint?
I think Sabaton. I think Sabaton. I don't know. But anyway, it was just like, hey, regardless of what the scenario was, this woman looks like She's like 80 pounds.
Let's see.
Her name is Candy.
Mm.
Candy Spitz.
Candy Apples.
Oh, it's Candy Spitz.
You got a picture?
Yeah. Take a look. What do you think of her, Sid?
Would you do it?
She looks sort of like Miss Elizabeth. I'm getting a Miss Elizabeth vibe. And she's also dead. So, or not also dead, but she's dead. This one isn't yet. But soon, if she stays with that guy, probably.
I don't think it's that bad, but...
Yeah, this is how it starts.
Either way, it's just
stay
like...
away from Crowbar.
What?
I don't know. I'm just naming it's other bands that try to bang to cause this rift.
What did it say that he left Anthrax to do?
He's a watchmaker.
Oh.
He's a full-time watchmaker.
That's so strange.
Profession.
Like those Samsung phone watches?
No, he's like...
No, like an old-school watch.
Have you guys ever...
That's like a big
fucking
thing.
Cobbler?
I'm sure it pays better than being in a band.
Okay. Being a good band, then. Probably pays better than making watches.
Have you ever gone to that watch guy underneath the Q train on King's Highway?
Oh.
And he, like, fixes watches and bracelets
I
in, like, a little closet?
That's gone.
Oh.
Didn't they turn that into a sushi place?
Yeah, and that's gone, too.
What's there now?
Just an empty space, oh. I think. I think they expanded the train station.
Okay.
That place was the size of a closet. It was a sushi restaurant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sushi tasted like soot.
The entire thing was a case of sushi. And the guy standing behind, you couldn't sit down and eat or anything. You just order your food and get out.
Who would want to sit down and eat?
You had to
place.
Basically walk in sideways to get inside to stand there and order.
Yep. Rob's sister couldn't fit because of the nipples.
That's why she went to Birthright to get a nipple chopped off. She can have sushi.
Oh, no.
And ironically, it's not there anymore.
Oh,
what a waste.
A waste of a good
nipple. Like a Twilight Zone episode. Oh, Henry story. It's ironic.
I hope she keeps the nipples. They could reattach them in Pittsburgh when they reattach that kid's penis.
The Moyle can do it with his mouth.
If only that kid could talk, he would have screamed, "Get your hands off my penis." It never would have happened.
They want to know how J2 Pizza was, by the way. We didn't really eat there. That was my girlfriend took that picture. And Rob sort of co-opted it, saying we ate there when we really didn't.
I lied. I fibbed.
Yeah. So,
but
she
there
ate
before.
There. I ate there, but I had just eaten, so I didn't eat. I just sat there with her.
What had you just eaten?
I think I just ate in her apartment.
Oh.
And then we left, and we happened to be going to Avenue M, so I said you should try it.
And she approved? She liked it?
Yeah, she liked it. She wasn't raving about it, though.
She walked in and asked for a pepperoni slice just to get the reaction?
No. She was just saying, basically, it's pizza. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's
not as good as Jerusalem one.
Where is Jerusalem?
No
Jerusalem.
Your sister should go there, Rob.
I think I think it's Jerusalem 2 is like, it's a play on words. It's like Jerusalem. It's like another Jerusalem, you know.
Oh, so it's like Jerusalem also.
I don't think Jerusalem 1 is a pizza. No, not also. It's 2, but it's like the second Jerusalem. Like it's like another. Like you know what I mean?
It's
not
pizza
the
place.
First one isn't a pizza place. It's the city. I don't think there's a real Jerusalem 1 pizza.
We should call them up right now and ask for the number for Jerusalem 1 and see what they say. Rob, cue it up. Come on. Let's do this.
All right.
It's not Saturday night. They're open. Or, I mean, Friday night, I guess.
It's on
you
Avenue.
You should also ask.
There's coincidentally 2 Jerusalem 2 pizzas.
What?
There's one on Avenue J and
there
one
is.
On Avenue M. In Brooklyn. All right. So I'm calling them up. Sid, you're doing the talking here.
All right. I guess. All right.
Yep. Here we go. Calling.
Oh, they want me to play the angry trumpet Jew sound effects.
Hold on.
Feel free if the call doesn't go well.
Okay.
Having some issues.
Here. It's not Shabbos, right?
No, it's Sunday.
Thanks for checking. My days are
here. We go. It's calling.
I can help you.
Hey, is this J2?
Yes.
Could you give me the phone number for Jerusalem 1?
Jerusalem 1 where? I don't know.
Well, you're Jerusalem 2. I want the number for Jerusalem 1.
Okay, I don't have it. I lost it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who are you?
What's up, buddy?
You nothing. You nothing. You are everything that's gone wrong in this world. You are nothing. And you will never be anything. Never. You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit.
How much for a pepperoni slice? It sounds like he's still on the line.
It does. Maybe he just put the phone down.
I left him on hold.
Didn't hear any of that. So you said there's two Jerusalem twos, right?
Yes.
Show the other one. Because I have a feeling that the other one's going to give the number for the first one, and that the guy in the first one just didn't want to admit that he's actually Jerusalem one.
Oh.
It's a fucking conspiracy.
Wouldn't you want to be one if that was the case?
You'd think so.
All right,
unless
here we
it's
go.
Like for tax purposes.
Unless it's like how many stars your restaurant has.
Dialing.
Jay, who can help you?
Hey, could I please get the phone number for Jerusalem one?
Is this? Hello?
Yeah, Jerusalem 1. Damn it.
Ask about the pepperoni slice now. Fall back.
It should, let it be a different voice, though, because you'll recognize
right.
the original prankster.
I'll do it.
Who are you?
So I guess they'll see it's the same
number. The same number, yeah. Well, let's try it out.
Maybe they don't have a caller ID. It's pretty backwards over there.
I feel for a delivery place. You kind of have to, right? No. Let's try it out.
You know, J2.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
J2?
Yeah.
Hi, how much for a pepperoni pie?
Only $12. We don't have pepperoni pie.
A sausage pie?
Say it again?
Sausage pie?
Very funny.
Very funny. Oh, there are a lot smarter at that Jerusalem, too.
Defeat in his voice.
I know. Probably people do that all day.
Yeah. We're probably like the 10th call he's gotten.
All right, let's leave J2 alone. They've done nothing wrong. They only provide good pizza for their community.
They don't put bacon on their food.
Is that
a waste?
It's okay. It's okay. 646-929-1357. That's not my phone number, right? Halfway through, I was like, wait, am I giving a...
Can we call Jewish restaurants for the rest of the show and I'll ask for meat products?
Or just ask for J1's number every time so we get an answer.
I should do it reverse. I should call up and ask for a meat pizza, and then when they deny it, I'll say, oh, how about Jerusalem 1? Do you have... Can you give me their number? Maybe they have it.
And then you hang up on them.
Goodbye! All right, we'll plan that out. Maybe we can do that off the air, call a different place.
Or maybe we could get Noah to call and ask in Hebrew.
Oh!
If you ask in the proper language.
They'll trust you. Yeah.
Yes.
No way. I'd start laughing.
You think they'd recognize your voice from the Jew club?
What?
The Israeli club? Like, we know you. You come to the meetings. Quit goofing on us.
I don't have any semblance of an Israeli accent.
That doesn't matter.
Israeli accent.
Still, if you go to the meetings, they know your voice just from being around you.
Israeli people don't ever think that I'm Israeli.
That's a good thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because then, like, you know, if they say shit about me, I'll understand what they're saying.
But you probably have a really hard time getting Shabbos candles. Because they never come up to you.
I am not Shomer Shabbos.
No, not at all. You have a mezuzat.
What is Shomer Shabbos?
That's, keeping Shabbos, that means.
I've never heard it said with a T.
Well, that's how you spell it, right?
I don't know why that's so funny.
Well, that's a plural. That's like two mezuzahs, a mezuzat.
First of all.
Sid, mezuzat.
I'm out of breath.
I've never seen him laugh like this.
I'm doing the Rob.
Mezuzat. It's like Frau Blucher. We do have some more drops, too.
Oh, wow.
You want to save it till we do a break or what?
Should we do a break now and then do it when we come back?
Okay.
All right.
It was a teaser.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. All right, let's kick things off with a little bloodbath live from Wacken. Here's Eaton.
Oh,
you and take care. Thank you so much.
Oi, say it!
You're listening to the meal.
Metal Injection live cast.
Yes, Mr. Watkins, sir.
Say my name. Say Ian.
Yes, Ian.
Well, I'll put you in the fucking box again.
No, not the box. Yes, you're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
We'll be right fucking back, you three-year-old whore.
We'll be right back. Not my back again.
You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Did that song sound great? I'm sorry. I had my script wrong. I meant to say, that song didn't sound great. Here's another.
I'm gonna make you mine.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection live cast, you whack-ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in yo ass. Fools. We'll be right back. This is Chuck Landington. It's time to return to the Metal Injection Livecast. But first, a word of advice. The first hour had way too much Jewish content. Please scale back the Hebrew talk, you menorah-loving yitz. I felt like I was at a bar mitzvah on mushrooms. And now, here's the show.
Sorry about that, Chuck. We'll keep the Jew talk to a minimum.
There was quite a lot of it.
Yeah. Thankfully, we have a goy sitting in on the show. Jake, welcome to hour number two.
Welcome, Jake.
Hi, thanks.
Have you recovered from your Indian food? Did you need to...
Yeah, I destroyed our bathroom.
Nice. Succulent Indian meal.
It was quite...
It was good. It was a good place. It was good spices, weird people sitting next to us, which is the makings of a great New York restaurant. I feel like
a succulent Chinese meal.
I'll say that about Noah. She's not that weird. Come on.
What?
No, the people behind us, they were having some weird... This one guy was with this, I think, Indian woman. I didn't see
it. No, she
was
like Chinese.
His mom or something.
Was
she
Chinese? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Or maybe more like Mongolian or something. I don't know.
Like the accent did not sound Chinese.
Mongolian.
Maybe she was Georgian of some kind.
An Uzbek, possibly.
And he was, what was he saying? So he was like, I'm a big deal, basically.
No, he was just talking about, like, some people. They thought they could scam me. I know better. I saw them coming a mile away.
Yeah.
He was just bragging to this elderly woman.
Some fucking guy who was playing a trumpet on my block.
I think he had a fanny pack, right?
Oh,
when he got
see,
up,
I
think
see.
I saw a fanny pack.
I was too absorbed in the meat.
A front-facing fanny pack.
Always the best. Oh, I love when I'm having a meal and the entertainment is the crazy people next to me talking. It's
right.
Always exciting. This one time I was witnessing like a male-female friend date. Like it wasn't sexual.
So they weren't fucking at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you know that it was?
Well, because the way the conversation went, it was clear that this guy...
He wants to bang
her. He wants to bang her, but she's not interested in him.
Friend zone.
Yeah, like total friend zone type thing. And I forget the gist of it, but it was like she was basically going on about how she can't get a job. Yeah. And he was like, oh, you should go to nursing school since you have all this nursing experience now. I don't know what she was doing. She's like, yeah, but I already know everything. They're going to make me read all those books and take all those tests. Like, I don't need to. I know it. I know.
Right.
What? Well,
nursing?
If you,
I want to work, but I don't want to do any work.
Yeah. So the check comes, and like he clearly goes like, "Oh, don't worry, you know, I'll take care of it." And then her response is, "Ah, oh, you always do this." And then this is the best line, the most crafty cunt line I've ever heard. Can I at least pay for the tip?
Oh.
Of course he's going to say no. Like, yeah. That. If she truly wanted to pay for the tip,
right.
She would have been like, I'm going to leave. Like, it wouldn't have been open-ended. She was like,
yeah.
I demand to leave. Can I at least? And then he's like, no.
Can I pretend I actually want to contribute something to this meal, but not really have to do it? Thank you.
It's always exciting to... eavesdrop.
Watch other people's misery, you mean?
Well, I don't look at them. I just listen.
Oh. So it's like a radio show.
Yeah, I don't want to stare.
It's a podcast.
Sometimes, like, I think what it is first I have to, like, hear the conversation and be like, wow, this is hilarious. And then I'm like, oh, I wonder what these people actually look like. I don't want to, like, just quickly look and stare at them.
Right.
So, you know, a glance here and there, and then I'm like, oh, my God.
You pretend to drop your napkin.
Yeah. Or, like, look to see if the waiter's coming, but really
stare at them.
Just look at them. There's tricks.
So what does the person who is with you at dinner think when all you're doing is listening to other people's conversations?
Oh, we're laughing about it together. It's a shared moment.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to talk while you're eating.
Yeah. And also, I don't know, I feel like I don't really talk when I go out to eat because I'm not there to talk. I usually go with people
you're
I already
focused on the food.
Yeah, like I go with people that I already have an established relationship with, so the meeting is not necessarily about catching up. It's just, no, let's go get some food.
That's why you were so quiet today at Darren's dinner party.
Why are you just talking all the time?
No. Okay. Yeah, no, that's a different type of scenario, but I'm just saying it's like I'm just there to eat and get the hell out.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So sometimes there's entertainment and it's great. And sometimes the way people are so rude to the waiters and whatever. I was at this it was like a French cafe, and it was like a very like homey type of place. And then
if you're French,
like the vibe they were going for. And then so they had crepes, and they come with whipped cream, and the woman is like, "Excuse me, is the whipped cream out of a can?" Why would you ask that at a like who had a if this is a French restaurant and they like pride themselves. Why would they like go through all that effort to make a crepe and then just put Ready Whip on it or something?
Because Ready Whip is tasty.
It is tasty. Nothing against it, but you know, I feel like they would want to make their own whipped cream.
Oh, right.
What was the answer?
No. She's like, we make it ourselves.
And was the lady satisfied?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the problem? That doesn't seem like being rude to a waiter. That just seems like asking a question and getting an answer.
It sounds like you're being rude.
To the waiter?
Yeah.
Sorry. My bad, waiter.
I don't know.
My girlfriend and I saw Booker T at a restaurant. Who we think was Booker T.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
it probably wasn't him.
It was not Booker T, but yeah.
It really looked, it looked like him. More like him in person, him. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But then he started talking about shit that wasn't, you know, clearly wasn't him. Like, we got these new TPS reports at the... But it sounded just like him anyway, you know. We got the new Johnson account, you know what I mean, you know. He's flying through the air with the greatest of ease, dog.
Is he still wrestling?
He's a like a side figure, like a GM or a.
Okay, because I was saying maybe he's in a different line of work now.
They give him things to do on camera that aren't wrestling.
Why?
I don't know. I guess he's popular.
No, but I'm saying why doesn't he wrestle anymore?
He's old. He must be like
younger than Ric Flair.
Yeah,
Ric Flair doesn't wrestle
anymore.
He shouldn't
be. Oh, that's all right.
That's only as of the last couple of years.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be wrestling.
Where's Stevie Ray?
I don't know. He was gone long
I think ago. It's not necessarily that he can't. They just don't want him to wrestle. They're not going to like...
No spinneroo.
I don't
anymore.
Think he should be wrestling.
Yeah.
Come on, he's like nearly 50.
It's fine. He could not wrestle.
Right. I don't give a shit.
No one's clamoring for a Booker T return.
He is.
Yes.
Paper.
Sid apparently is.
Dog.
I never knew that age was a restriction on being a pro wrestler.
Now it is.
It's very grueling on your body.
But there's always been elderly people that are pro wrestlers.
Not so much anymore.
They've right, because they I feel like they don't need them as much, you know. And also they get paid more during their career, so it's like they're not as desperate to get a payday when they're old.
I guess not everyone's been divorced 18 times.
Yeah, that's Ric Flair. It's a special case.
Oh, my God. Ric Flair and Roddy Piper on Celebrity Wife Swap. If you're looking for a way to kill 45 minutes. Have a good laugh.
Get out of here.
Yeah, they were on Celebrity Wife, so I have no idea.
I couldn't get through
it. It's amazing. It's so bad.
Wait, Darren says he couldn't get through it. Is it bad in a good way?
Oh, in a good way. Like,
Rob
like if you
more
like,
than I did.
I think it's the ultimate combination of characters whom I enjoy and reality trash. But
enjoy.
In a good way, yeah. Like good reality crap. Not just like fake arguments for the sake of it. Because they're that's the thing. It's like they're wrestlers, so they know how to build up fake drama. Okay. So they do it within the confines of the reality show.
Someone in the chat mentioned Anderson Silva breaking his leg.
Oh, on UFC yesterday. Yeah, that's all I know. I don't follow UFC at all. That's up stake.
I just hated that my Instagram was filled with a picture of that. Like every time I scroll, everyone was posting pictures.
I mean, good for UFC. They like now they have a meme.
Well, they have. I mean, they're pretty big, you know.
Yeah. No, definitely.
They outdraw like the ratings are better than hockey and stuff.
Most things. Duck Dynasty is also a top show.
Isn't hockey like the war by a long
right,
time?
But for another marginal sport, to surpass it is not that easy.
Yeah.
The guys in hockey wear too much clothing. Nobody wants to see that. You want to see guys in underpants tussling. Like guys
punching each other in the head repeatedly.
Sure, breaking each other's legs. There's ball-to-ball contact probably at times.
I mean, I barely know anything about MMA, but
some of the guys are like, wrestling-type personalities, too.
Right, yeah. No, I understand. I feel like I get it on some level, but I just feel like they let those fights go too long. I watched it once, and... They always let the guy on top punch the guy who lost, like, I feel, for at least 30 seconds to a minute longer than it needs
to be.
It's
uncomfortable, you mean?
Yeah, like, it's like, okay, look, he won, stop. Like, this guy's knocked out, and you're still punching him in the face.
Stuff,
yeah, like, I don't...
for the teabagging at the end.
I think that...
That's the TB UFC.
Yeah. Or as it's known, TBFC. Is UFC.
Yeah.
The T-back lock? No, that's, I take it back. It sounded better in my head. T-back lock. I'm sorry.
So, Rob, unlike wrestling, the UFC is just too real for you.
It's too, I was just going to say, I think what draws me to wrestling is that I know that it's choreographed.
Well, you know that in a good wrestling match, things aren't going to get boring. Whereas
well, that,
don't.
That, yeah, like that as well. I feel like a lot of fights that I've seen, it's just them jumping around the ring around each other, tiring each other out.
Right.
Where it's just like, okay, I get the strategy, but
it also tires you out.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah.
Not to say that a Randy Orton match isn't boring.
Right,
in its own
that's,
way,
but that's wrestling done badly, which we
yeah.
know that's the case.
Oh, well. Anyway.
I tried. When I was a little kid, and when they first started the UFC, I watched a few of the pay-per-views,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, this is... The guys like putting their feet in each other's faces. Not that interested. Sorry. That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
Now there's a little bit of punching along with the feet facing.
When I was a kid, they used to have kickboxing on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Who were the big kickboxers? Sagat. Other than JCVD.
Sagat. That's it.
M. Bison? No, not what's his name? Huh? The Tyson knockoff? Who was that?
Oh, Balrog.
Balrog, yeah.
Where did they come up
he
with
was
name?
M. Bison in Japan. They switched him
okay.
to avoid a lawsuit, apparently.
Oh, because it's like Tyson.
It was Mike Bison. It was M. Bison.
Yeah.
And Bison was Vega. And Vega was Balrog. And they switched them all around.
Oh. Wow.
A little Street Fighter trivia.
You learned us something.
And then Raul Julia.
Yeah. Oh, he was so great. It's like the only good thing about that movie.
Everything is great about the
That's
Street Fighter movie.
Shitty
to be fair,
movie.
I haven't seen it since I was like 8.
Yeah,
so it's
say.
Probably terrible. But at the time, I was so pumped that they did that.
Yeah, me too.
I love the video game. I'm sure you, yeah. On a, yeah.
What was it like? I think it came out in 96.
The Mortal Kombat movie was better, though. I like that.
Oh, that
the second one.
The second
was
one's horrible.
Great. Like a great terrible movie, like Troll 2. Like watching that.
I don't think it goes to that level. I think it's just bad.
Troll 2
maybe
is in its own category.
I think maybe it's just that movie was on TNT way too many times, and I just watched because there was nothing else on. And
well,
I,
the first one is great because it's like they did a formulaic action movie, did everything right. Like they gave each guy just enough character that it doesn't overwhelm me with a ridiculous long story, but you get an idea who they are. There's some depth to them. And then they throw them together and they fight. That's what a martial arts movie is supposed
yeah.
to be. But the second one is this long, fucking boring story with terrible dialogue and fucking labyrinthine plot that doesn't make any fucking sense. And it did everything opposite of
it. Was
it.
Like the Lost of video game movies.
Yes, exactly. Like the Lost. But thankfully only 90 minutes,
yeah.
Not 6 years.
That's true.
Oh, Lost.
Were there any other good video game movies?
Were there any good video game movies?
No. Mortal Kombat.
They most
Super
of them
Mario
suck.
Brothers.
Yeah. That's awful. Come on.
No, I'm just kidding.
I never saw any of the Tomb Raider movies.
Silent Hill. Was
oh, the
bad.
First Tomb Raider I thought
like
was.
Like Silent Hill.
Yeah, Silent Hill wasn't movie. Bad.
It's a pretty good movie. Max Payne, awful.
That was a movie?
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
What about that one, Star Wars, that was based
oh,
on
the
Lego
first
Star Wars?
The How first Resident Evil was good, I thought.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Spanky the Hippo, for that.
Rob, what's the phone number?
646-929-1357.
How did they never do a Legend of Zelda movie? Right? Seemed pretty cinematic, no?
Yeah.
Go around and get an arrow and a
do
raft.
Do it, Sid. Not too late.
I think it might be too late. Maybe Zelda 2, Link's Quest. What was it called? Link's Adventure, The Adventures of Link?
Yeah, The Adventures of Link.
There we go. Bet that might be the better chance. He's a teenager there.
Did anyone see Doom with The Rock? I always wanted
I
to
didn't
see,
it.
No. But I never did because I was like, oh, this will be terrible. But I was like, oh, I really like Doom. And
download yeah. it.
I can't bring myself to watch it.
So you have downloaded it?
I remember I downloaded it, and then I eventually deleted it because I needed space. I was like, well, of all the things I could delete, I'm not going to watch this.
Maybe on your flight to Nam, you can queue up your, I don't know, whatever you put. movie.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a good way to fall asleep, just have it on my iPad. I like now people are like, oh, these game posers. And then someone is saying Doom was so shit. Yes, it's obviously a shitty game, but I don't think you realize the reason it was so awesome is because it was like the first cool game on a computer, like on a 16-bit computer or whatever, or 32-bit computer, like on Windows 95, on 3.1. Like the game fit on one floppy disk.
Yeah.
What about Wolfenstein?
Yeah, Wolfenstein was like the first game.
You could download it. It was shareware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like, that's why it was so cool, because it was like the first game. It was like a demo people had on their computers. Like, whoa, I could play a game on here.
Do you remember Duke Nukem?
Yeah. And Quake. Everyone was into Quake. That's when I was like, all right, I'm over video
games. Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, well, that's... That was like the first game on my graphic calculator.
That was my jam.
Oh, no. Or Drug War. Was it Drug Wars on the graphic calculators?
That is.
And Snake. I got really... That's what I would do in calculus. I would just play Snake on my calculator.
Whoa!
What was that?
A black hole?
Is that from your computer?
What? No, that was from your computer.
I wasn't doing anything.
It must have been a pop-up. All
right. Are you gambling right now?
No,
what are you doing?
Not at all.
All right.
I was looking for the name of a movie that I couldn't remember. A video game movie, but I...
Who's in it?
I can't even remember. It's like a fucking, like a shoot-em-up game, not Hitman, but something similar to that, but whatever. Not important.
Duck Hunter?
Duck Hunt.
Yes, sorry.
That's it! Thank you! What else is going on, Rob?
Do I have Drop?
Yeah, let's play the Drops.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I teased the Drops, and then I forgot to go back to the Drops. Alright, there's a lot of me Drops here.
Nice.
Actually, no. I thought there were more. There's only four, but that's still a lot. Here we go. This is me impersonating the throat cancer guy.
I used a lot to dance around the hat, and now I cannot because of the throat. Hey, I have to check every 6 months to see why you playing this music. This is not funny. I used to smoke 14 packs a day. This is what happened to me. Do not be like me.
Okay. That's a guy that, if you don't live in New York, they have these PSAs where you're not supposed to smoke. They want you to stop smoking. And what they do is they get people who have different horrible maladies that happen to them. Ugh. Like one woman has her finger stubs. All her fingers are stubs.
Okay, so that's from smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, apparently, I don't know why. Holding the cigarette gets you cancer? I don't know. But this guy had a hole in his throat, so they gave him a cancer kazoo to talk through.
A tracheotomy.
Yeah.
It's a good band.
Yeah.
Cancer kazoo.
But he also spoke terrible English, so it was like a mixture of like a horrible Puerto Rican accent and then that together. I used to love swimming. I cannot swim no more because of it all in my throat.
He sounds more robot.
You can probably find it on YouTube.
This was my original voice. It no change at all.
Try to find it. I'll play the rest of these drops here.
How'd you wind up with your balls in a guy's mouth?
This one I don't even remember saying.
I watch 8 hours of gay porn a day. You know what I love about Tub Girl?
You remember who Tub Girl is?
Yes.
I'll tell the audience who Tub Girl was.
Me?
Yeah.
It's a photo of an Asian young lady.
Was she Asian? You can't even tell what her face was.
I'm pretty sure she's Asian.
That has to be
Asian. It's a 400-pound woman who's shitting on her own face.
She's not 400 pounds. She's normal size.
It's a big, fat woman.
Google image. Tub Girl. No, she just has
tell our audience to Google that.
Volcano flying into her mouth. She's like ass up in a tub.
I remember her being a fat white
girl. Oh, okay. I will taste a artistic rendition of Tub Girl where it's more about your imagination than the grossness. I'll paste it into the chat so our users can have it, and then I'll post
it's like
it.
A Cannibal Corpse cover come to life.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. You can't even tell what it is unless you know what it is.
Yeah, that's, it's art. That, I believe that's called art, Darren.
But Darren, look up the real one because I want to see if she is a fat white lady or a skinny Asian lady.
You can't tell. I'm saying you can't tell, but I assumed she was white. I don't see anything that makes her white. She could be Asian. I just don't see how you'd think of that. There she is. See, you can't see her face.
I guess maybe the skin color is what...
In Sid's fantasy, she's Asian. Let's just leave it at that.
I mean, come on. That's who does this kind of stuff.
I can't really find it. There's only one instance of it, and it's cut off. Oh, there it is. No, what? That's not right.
Rob, come on. You know you have it saved.
Oh, it's so bad. Really, she's projectile diarrheaing into her own face. She's laying with her legs behind her head, and the diarrhea is going up in the air.
I wonder what she ate.
But she's not extra fat.
I don't know. I guess it's the angle.
What do you have to eat in order to like have that much shit?
It's probably not even only shit. She probably gave herself an enema and then like squirted it all out.
Do you think that was the plan to make this photo, or
probably
just from a photo shoot of some kind? And that was a happy accident.
I think that I'm hoping that was the plan. I don't know what they were going for that happened instead. Where did they make a wrong turn?
Supposed to be a couple's video. She just had too many Taco Bell burritos.
Or maybe they were like shooting an anal video and they tried to give her an enema and it backfired.
Oh.
Literally.
Well, let's go back to the drops. This is Jenny doing a drop. Oh. Here it is.
I don't mind an uncut cock.
And now, Jenny and Darren agreeing on no circumcision.
Yes. Only in principle, because you should not violate the baby's rights, is my point. You wouldn't genitally mutilate a girl baby. That's looked down on when these other countries...
Don't assume, Darren.
Well, you might.
Put me in a room with them and see what happens.
Yeah. Or their nipples, if they're related to Rob.
Said.
All right, speaking of Rob, here's Rob drops.
Oh, no. AIDS babies for a pedophile.
He sounds like his balls dropped.
Hey, baby, want a blowjab? You dirty ass camel fuckers.
All right. That's it. That's it for Rob. Here's Sean.
Balls deep in my snaps.
My snaps?
I don't know what that means.
Goo all in my crack.
Those go together, I guess.
Balls deep in my snaps. Goo all in my crack. Squirted the cold lube in the crack.
That must be from when he had his anal excursion to the doctor. I have to do that soon because I'm 40 now.
No.
I'm going to be in 3 days, 4 days.
Can I get a prostate exam?
Good luck.
Yeah, it sucks.
Got to soften yourself up a little before going in?
No.
Rob is the ass doctor expert, so any questions you might have, you should ask Rob.
There was nothing going into my butt.
That's another drop.
It's only on the surface of my butt.
And finally, here are the Sid drops.
Oh, I look like a shitty angel.
That's a perfect drop for Sid. That's just what you are. It sums you up so well. You're a great person. Great, great, good-hearted person with a terrible attitude.
Yeah.
That's Sid.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Pulling back the meat curtain.
Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
What's with you? Were you smoking that day?
Weird.
Use the pinky. Sound like George Takei.
Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
It's like a instructional film strip.
Oh, my.
Wait for the beep and you play the next slide.
Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
That's Sid's real voice. He comes on here, uses a fake voice for the live cast.
We just need deeper extracted from that.
Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
Deeper. One more.
Yeah, you know what? I'm bored fucking chicks. I like to fuck little boys.
Someone tell Amy immediately.
Damn it.
And that's all the drops. I think the winner for this week is
Use the pinky because you'll be able to wedge it in deeper.
Sounding like
I don't know what I was talking about.
Sounding like Sulu.
Oh my, wedge it in deeper.
Okay, I think I might have found the ad. Darren, can you just quickly confirm the thumbnail if this is the right one? Is this the guy right here?
You get a bunch of them, but that's definitely
okay. That's the swimming one.
Okay.
That's a great one.
I was born on an island where swimming was a way of life. I never thought that anything could save me from the water.
Yeah.
Then I go through cancer from a smoking cigarette.
It's smoking.
My voice. Now I have to be 12 hours in my throat. It's water gets inside it, it will drown me. I used to love swimming.
Now I cannot swim anymore.
He doesn't swim anymore. Now he's just that weird guy at the public pool that doesn't swim and just hangs out with his cancer kazoo looking at the people.
Hey, kid, stop splashing. You're going to drown me. I had to quit the U.S. Army because I was scared to waterboard the Muslims. I cannot be near any splashing water. But the good thing is, I can put empanadas right into my throat. No middleman. Fuck you, esophagus. Corn or flour, kazoo.
all of these are in Spanish. Here's that same swimming one, but in Spanish.
Now I sound normal.
It's very sad. Like, look, I think the fact that people can't see him is what makes it funny.
His facial expression is depressing.
When I look at it, it's not funny to me.
It is funny.
Just
so funny.
No. When I hear
him, just crying. Oh my god. No. You're right. It is sad, but it's. Do you think we can get him on the show? Rob, stop laughing at this.
No, I'm not laughing. I feel bad for him.
Cancer guy, come on.
Just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I used to go to the great Yankee Stadium, but now I cannot go because people throw beer. It may go in my throat.
Play the English one again.
Definitely says Jews. I hate Jews.
Yeah, I found another one.
This injury prevents me.
Get him a new kazoo.
He's a battery.
Sounds like he's buzzing somebody into his apartment.
Yeah. Who is it? ¿Quién está? I am buzzing you in, it's not working. Why you mean delivery? Yo solo cannot eat pendejo. I eat through it too. You got the wrong apartment.
It's the empanadas.
Hijo de mierda. Fuck you.
I found another one.
Okay.
Oh, wait, this is it.
I go throw cancer at 39 from smoking. That's how I lost my voice.
This is the most tasteless episode ever done. In front of baby rape and cancer patients.
It might be the hardest I've ever had.
What's good here today?
I will have to do this for the rest of my life.
That buzzing!
Yes. What? Oh, I'm so sorry, Rob. You don't like my buzzing. Oh, I just have a cancer, that's all. You motherfucker. Pinche coño pendejo. Hijo de puta. I'm so sorry. My voice is distracting you. Make you uncomfortable. Wow. You Iranian bastard.
My lungs seriously hurt. Like, I feel like
I
that's from all the marijuana. Try vaporizing.
Vaporizing.
Try to vape.
under it.
I stand next to the intercom and talk, and people come in and rob my house. I'm not trying to let them in. I've been robbed 15 times this month.
Oh, that's left is his kazoo.
I cannot talk right next to the intercom.
Can we get Doritos guy back on the phone to hear him laughing at this?
Oh, he's still on the line.
Just play the sound. There it is.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hello. I'm glad you guys are all having a good time. I'm drinking my insurance through a straw.
He actually stops talking through the kazoo and talks in his real voice.
Oh no.
Yeah.
This phlegm throw fly out of his fucking I thought he can't talk. Isn't that the whole point of the fucking thing?
Hold on.
It just sounds like wind.
Oh, dear, it's too late.
Oh. That's not funny. Your laugh is so infectious, and I love it, but it's not funny. Stop.
Ultimately, what we learn here is...
I feel terrible.
Don't smoke. Otherwise, five assholes... Well, okay, four assholes, Jake. You're not included here. Are going to laugh at you, although... It looks like Jake's laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, five assholes will laugh at you on a podcast. Oh, six assholes.
We did learn one other thing, though.
Jose Maggot is a piece of shit.
Oh, that longing is a piece of a shit. Mierda. Robotol, he hates the Sirius XM radio.
Hey now.
And he tore his certificate into 20 pieces.
I never got a certificate.
Oh.
Sucks.
All that laughing is making me.
Is that why you hate them?
I have nothing but love.
Are you saying the cancer kazoo guy is lying? That you
he's
don't
a man with
you?
Cancer.
Yeah, really.
Yes, I'm calling the cancer guy a liar.
I just do love swimming. I hate the jewels. No one can criticize me because I have a cancer.
Can't he just do the backstroke?
That's true. Good point.
Put some tape on it.
Well, then he can't breathe. Or can't, I don't know.
There was another one where he said he was an umpire. He used to be an umpire.
Yeah, there's only that one's only in Spanish.
And he can't. No, I heard it in English for sure, 100%.
No, I mean like on I can't find it, yeah.
Yeah, he says he used to be an umpire and he can't do it because, like, sand will get, dirt will get in his throat and he can't make the calls.
Because every time he calls,
oh, wait,
like, strike
I think,
two
I
people
think this
laugh
might,
at him.
Wait,
yeah,
I strike
two. Strike, strike two. They laughed at him for his accent, though. It wasn't the kazoo.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
Some of the people in the chat are trying to debate whether there's a lower moment for us in this topic.
What are the other, like, I can't think of anything worse than what we're doing right now. This is awful.
We made fun of baby fucking, I think.
We didn't really
we made fun of baby
well,
fuckers,
Sid did. Sid
but
did.
Not necessarily.
I tried to solve the problem.
Sid did. He suggested pedophiles should fuck AIDS babies.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's
it's more bad. Like maybe make, did you say the real doll scenario? Like make.
I thought that was an option, but I can't imagine that they'd be okay with that. Pedophile.
So you're saying, like, if you were a pedophile, you wouldn't want a
that's
real doll.
A
you'd want the real thing. Makes sense.
I'm a heterosexual. I don't want to fuck a doll. If girls wouldn't fuck me, I wouldn't be okay with fucking a doll.
Yeah.
Probably become a rapist. Just a human. That's what the pedophiles do.
Right.
If no little kids willingly want to fuck them, then you got to make them.
Here's the other ad.
Now, and the thing that makes me panic is...
Oh, wait, no.
What's that?
The thumbnail lied to me.
Who's that?
That's
it's
from
like
Rob's personal iTunes.
Never mind. It was just some woman. It's not him. All right, we have another caller. 321, you're on the Metal Injection Live Cast.
What was the last number you said, Rob?
Come on. 321.
I'm not going to say the last number, but I know it.
Cool, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, Dead Stretch.
I just want to say, hey, Dorinsky. Hey, everybody. Happy birthday to you, motherfucker.
That's a great impression, by the way.
That's it's good. Not an impression. What are you talking about? I got fucking phlegm in my throat.
And I just want to say that if anyone should be considered for the Time Man of the Year award, it should without question be Steve Hart.
That's right. If you call in to wish Darren a happy birthday, he'll say something really nice about Steve Harvey, the man he despises more than anyone else.
That's true. No, that's not true.
Wait,
can you say Steve Harvey is not a piece of shit?
Steve Harvey is absolutely not a piece of shit. Literally.
The only person Darren hates more than Steve Harvey is that Cancer Kazooka.
I don't hate him. I feel very bad for him, but it's a funny, you know, it's...
It's karma that happens. Well, he's a horrible person.
Think of it like this. The point of that commercial is that you don't want to be like him.
Correct.
And it's humiliating. Yeah. It's humiliating because that thing is funny. There's humor in it.
Well, I feel like if...
We have no boundaries on this show.
Okay, look. I feel if it was... It wouldn't have been as effective if it was just a regular American guy.
It's his accent.
The accent being robotic. Exactly. I think
that's what it is.
Yes.
I'm a Latino robot.
Okay. Well, anything else? Dead Stretch?
Oh, I'm still online? Man, you guys fucking talked over like I was on a hold and shit.
Go ahead.
Sid, motherfucker. Yep. You lucky motherfucker won the damn fantasy shit.
But I don't get a prize, so it's all right.
Were you the CBS FM?
It doesn't matter, because whoever won would have gotten the win. They got a prize anyways. Hey-oh!
Oh, no, he wouldn't send it, you mean?
Actually, whoever, Rob, did you send it?
Yeah.
Rob already sent the prize.
Yeah, the prize is very good. It was a shirt.
He's reformed. He reformed.
Yeah, well, the difference is I'm not actually sending it. I just had to forward the email.
Which team were you?
I ate my own ribs. I could have beat you, bro.
Did you have a shot at winning at any point recently?
I did, and then Stat Corrections fucked me over by 0.4 points.
Well, what was the team name? What team name? Oh, Stat Corrections.
Yahoo Stat Corrections.
Yeah, I got it. I figured it out in mid-season.
Yeah.
That was in the playoffs? You were the one that lost that super close game?
Nah, I mean, I would have faced you in the semis if I went through.
And gotten crushed.
It got crushed. No way, dude. You're Adrian Peterson. Actually, you're Asashia, whatever. The new replacement went off.
Yeah, three touchdowns. That's what got me.
That was a good replacement. I'm not going to lie.
Did they call it
I was like, a third stringer? Are you really going to go with that dude? But you did, man. You won.
That's right.
Good for
and
you,
someone
Sid.
Else got a shirt.
Sports.
So I'm heading out. That was fun. Darren. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Awesome year.
And Steve Harvey's a comedic genius.
These are all drops.
Yeah, if you ever watch on Saturday Night Live, Keenan, whatever his name is, this is the most retarded Steve Allen impersonation.
We played a clip of that once recently.
Death Stretch, how many Steve Harveys are there on television?
Well, he has many shows, but I think there's like one Steve Harvey on TV.
Thank you.
Old school.
Come on, man.
I go to Canada, 39 wrong and mugging. That's how I lost my boy.
How old are you today, Darren?
A permanent
40. Not today, though.
But today, how old are you?
39.
How old was this guy when he got cancer from
But I don't smoke.
Just say it. It's odd parallels. He was an umpire.
Uh-huh.
He's 39.
Uh-huh. And he smoked.
Well, you're around people that smoke.
And he's Puerto Rican, and I'm not.
He might be Guatemalan.
Listen, I have OCD. Don't do that. Don't put that in my head, please.
That's like a birthday gift to you. No, you'll never smoke.
I take it back. You're not a shitty angel.
Damn it.
You're a shitty devil.
Shitty. Yeah.
Wow, who knew that laughing about a tracheotomy could kill so much time? We're almost done with the show. We only have 10 minutes left.
I look like a shitty angel.
You sound so sad when you say that.
Would you be happy about looking like a shitty angel?
What were you talking about?
I don't know. That sounds pretty old.
We need to ask Spanky. He's in the chat.
Maybe it's from when I talked about how my back hair is like angel wings on the shoulder blade, so I'm like a shitty angel. I don't know.
Somebody said you're the true Chumpawan of the football league.
Damn right.
Chumpawan.
And Shankletown might have finished last. I think he gave up on his team like halfway through. He won last year, though. So he's got his shirt. No, didn't we send him like a double XL or something?
No, we sent him a youth large or a female shirt.
A double XL would actually fit him.
Yeah. Snugly. Oh! No, he's not. He's just a little chubby. He's not that fat.
I've never met him, so I can't say. But based on his tweets, he's really, really fat.
Aww.
A lot of food tweets. I've said it before.
So he tweets about what he knows.
Yeah, that's the fat dude.
All right. Deep breaths. The year's over. What was everyone's highlight of the year on the live cast?
Oh, man.
Tough one.
This segment we just did.
This is definitely very high up.
Yeah. I say Jim Brewer.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest here. I've never felt the pain that I did in the upper chest that I did before, like right when we did the segment.
Yeah.
So that was probably the most I've ever laughed. But let's see. Yeah, the Jim Brewer thing.
Even though it's
really
fresh
good
in my mind, maybe it's biased, but I thought that was one of the funniest the guests that we had this year.
What about you, Sid? I always like international callers. Sorry for cutting that.
I actually think it might be too. I can't remember laughing this hard as I did
today. Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Maybe the first time when Darren did Tracheotomy, man. That was really
that was
funny
this
too.
Year, though.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I have no perception of time when it comes to the show. I feel like everything happened in 1 year.
Yeah, it's all just...
I can't tell.
Somebody just said Sean leaving. Did that happen this year? Wasn't that 2012?
Well, he came back and then he left again.
He came to visit, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, anytime Dan Ozzie was on.
We had the Batchew stuff.
He's
that was
very
good.
Funny.
Yeah.
The Simpsons, the quiz.
Yeah.
Hearing about Noah squirting.
That wasn't this year, though.
Spanky the Hippo came up with the cancer guy's name.
Okay, I have my favorite moment. My favorite moment was when we had Phil Anselmo being interviewed and Shlomo called in. Shlomo interacted with Phil Anselmo,
and Phil Anselmo
did not believe that Shlomo was a real person.
I thought we were pranking him.
Absolute highlight.
I don't fully believe that Shlomo's a real person.
I've met him, so I have to believe it.
But, I mean, he may be doing an elaborate Andy Kaufman thing or something.
No way.
No.
What do you
bad.
Think Shlomo's doing now?
No.
Shlomi.
He's reading an Ayn Rand book.
How
would Shlomo sound in a tracheotomy?
Like this.
There needs to be an app that tracheotomies your voice.
Oh.
Why not? There's an auto-tune
you're
app.
Right.
Rob, come on, that's the next gold mine.
Stop making Jewish jokes, first of all.
Well, there's like the Apple Talk voice, if there was only like a Latin version of that.
You should design this. Aman, China, hey. Shlomo, China.
S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-E.
Hey, I got one. Shlomo singing Whitney Houston through the kazoo. Someone suggested Randy pushing a dude off stage.
Come on.
That was last year anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 2011.
Welcome to VoiceOver.
Oh.
VoiceOver speaks descriptions of items on the screen.
I'm trying to see if there's like a Latin voice on voice. I guess that's a really good voice. Apple's really perfected the Apple talk. Because before it was just like, hello, my name it.
You know, sounds like Chuck.
Yeah. That's good, though. All right, it's working too slow. Sorry, someone else with a little better... Oh, here we go, voice.
Menu 9 items, checkmark, Fred. Bruce, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. Closing menu, 4-5.
I can't understand what he's saying.
5.
Sucks. Right,
5.
I slowed it
down. Menu he's 9 no items, checkmark, Bruce.
Alex. The best way to predict the checkmark.
What the fuck are we listening to?
The best way to predict the
future. This is like all that layered laughter from earlier. It's just even more painful.
Accessibility window.
Okay, there. I turned it off.
That was really annoying.
Well, there we go. Laughing guy, what was your favorite moment of the year?
My favorite moment of the year?
Yeah.
Got to be this episode. This episode has got to be the funniest one I've ever heard.
Excellent. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Betty.
Thank you for,
I love Twitter, Joe. I cannot have any fun, so you should have some fun. Please don't feel guilty at all.
Thank you.
Oh, my, I used to love to dance around the hat, but now I cannot because of my throat. Hey, I have to check every 6 months to see why you playing this music. This is not funny. I used to smoke 14 packs a day. This is what happened to me. Do not be like me.
We already have drops from today's show.
No, that was the first time he did.
That's what Spanky sent.
Yeah, that's how we started talking about them.
By the way, I didn't mention it. Spanky the Hippo doing all that hard work.
Oh yeah, thank you, Spanky. So many great drops. So many great moments from drops that happened. Good times all around.
That should be a new meme. Just take a picture of like people having fun and superimpose that guy onto it. Like guilting everybody for their fun. Rob, start that.
All right. Another highlight of the year has to be David Vincent not being down with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Not having a sense of humor.
Yeah. That was good. Let's see, what else do we have? Noah, did you have a favorite moment? Did we?
All of them were my favorite.
Jake, what was your favorite moment? What else did we have?
I'm not on the show enough to have a favorite moment.
Of the moments that we shared?
The tracheotomy had me rolling.
All right.
That's the episode title, by the way.
The tracheotomy
had me rolling
is
the episode title.
There, I contributed.
Just Rob, please spell check before.
I will absolutely.
That's an easy one. Come on. Really?
Not at all.
We thought koala was an easy one.
Also, the not fresh.
Oh, that was a good
story. That was a good story.
That was a good story.
Episode 225, if you want to.
Not fresh. She whispered it to me. Don't bite.
Well, this was a wonderful episode. A wonderful year of shows.
Yes, it was.
And we look forward to even more awesomeness.
We're getting better with age.
In 2014.
How old is this show? Five years?
5 years.
As of December... Your anniversary.
Wow. And Metal Injection is now 10 years old. In 2014 is our 10-year anniversary.
And when we next broadcast this show, I'll be in my 40s.
Wow.
Sucks.
Why? You look like you're 25.
We will not be in the same decade of age for another about 8 years. We were all in our 30s at this table.
For a year.
6 years.
So, no, all, I said.
Oh, all, yeah.
That means the last person has to catch up.
Sorry, guys. But it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. No big deal. I'm trying not to think of it. My girlfriend's very good about that, making me feel not old. Cause
you're not an old person, Darren.
I don't feel like one, or think like one, or act like one. So, sit down and think of how long I've been roaming this earth. You know, it's kind of sobering.
So when you think about it, like in terms of like heart disease and stuff like that, Rob's probably the oldest of us.
Oh, man. I am in pretty bad shape, though. But I was in really great shape for like a good third of my life. You know, I worked that every day, and like I feel like that helps me not be a total slob, even though I'm really fat now.
Yeah. You're not really fat. Stop it.
I'm pretty damn fat.
You're husky.
I lost some weight now since a month ago, but I was getting close to 300, really. It just doesn't really show. I don't have that kind of frame. I just have a big fat stomach, but I was really heavy.
I just realized that this year was also the year of episode 200.
Oh, yeah.
Where we spoke with Mama Rabba.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
was a definite highlight.
That was big.
That was great.
We never talked about it after, by the way. She never asked me about
that. Well, she didn't know that she was on the air.
Well, maybe. Also, Limp Bizkit, the fact that that somehow happened.
Yeah, you pranking Limp Bizkit with those questions.
Well, you guys called him. You got with the Guy Fieri, right? Oh, that was Sid.
Yeah. Sid called in for Limp Bizkit, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was...
Come on, you didn't pay attention, Rob.
That was a good one. I'm sorry.
What are we having them back on? It was a good time. Get the rest of the band.
When the album drops. The album comes out next year sometime. Maybe. Any plans for Periphery to tour with Limp Bizkit in 2014? I know that's...
You asked them that one.
I think so. We're going over deals with them right now.
All right. Well... This was a fantastic show. There's no need to drag it on.
What would you like to hear going out?
More Ronaldo? No. We've had enough. Enough, Ronaldo. Enough!
Which of these parodies have we not played in a while? Arab, Everybody Loves My Boobs, Googler, and...
Play the Rob song.
Should I play the unveiled parody that we have not played yet?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right. Okay. I'm a little hesitant. I feel like it needs the video.
I think it works without it.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
Yes. This is a parody of a Metallica song.
Ooh.
Called Battery.
This is Darren's gift to everyone on his birthday.
I just so you know, it's supposed to have visuals to it.
I feel like we should have given this more of a build-up.
Do you want to wait and tease it?
Show. Well, at this point, you've already brought it up.
Yeah, no, just play it.
All right.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, this is a parody, and it's called Grocery.